Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. More this week on faith solely in Christ Jesus. Now, last week we ended with these critical words. The gospel is not, repeat, not the message of the cross, as many TV ministries push ad nauseum. Nor is the gospel the message of the resurrection. Rather, now listen closely. The gospel is the good news, the message and good news of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The gospel is the good news. It is the message and good news of Jesus Christ. The person who is alive today and desires to live in his people and only his people. Now, not every person alive today is a child of God. Oh no, we are not, repeat, not all God's children. Jesus, speaking of the Pharisees in John chapter 8 and 44, says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." John 8:44. To be a child of God, we must have our faith solely in Christ. Let me say that again. To be a child of God, we must have our faith solely in Christ, and not the church or our denominations or even ourselves. None of these, but Christ and Christ alone. All throughout the New Testament, and even in the type and shadow in the Old Testament, we find that the essential for relationship with God is faith. Let me say that again. We find that the essential for relationship with God is faith. Now, that is not because our faith accomplishes anything. Oh, no. Rather, it is because by faith we live in and out from the one who is our all, Jesus Christ. I hope you're getting this, my friend, because believe it or not, most Christians and some believers I know do not know, you know, they do not have the faith in Christ alone, but in their ability or in church doctrine or good works. Thus, they have no relationship with Christ. The church, you know, maybe your church is probably packed with him. You know them, you know, they say that they love Christ. He is our all and in all, yet their life does not match up with their words. You know of areas and character flaws in their life that needs addressed, but they wall them off to God. Living a life of deception and ungodliness, secret sins, secret areas not dealt with by God. They keep them from walking in a victory relationship with the Lord. I have heard it said, and I do not know for sure, but they say we are as close to God as the secrets we think that we are keeping from Him. My friend, God knows all things. Let me say that again. God does know all things, even the secret things of our heart. Now, there are a number of ways that we can state this same truth. For example, our faith is not our contribution to our salvation or even our contribution to Christ. No, rather, real faith, and please listen closely, real faith emerges from the realization that we have no contribution, but are utterly barren of all resources. Yet seeing this truth about ourselves is not the end, oh no. It is unto an even greater realization, and that is real faith emerges from seeing the truth about Jesus Christ, that He is our all and offers Himself to us solely by grace. Let me say that again. We see that real faith emerges from seeing the truth about Jesus Christ, that He is our all and in all, and He offers Himself to us solely by grace. So, seeing that we are nothing and Christ is our all in all are really two sides of that same truth. And that truth, if we embrace it, will lead us to where? Well, nowhere else, but that our faith would solely be in Christ Jesus. I am sorry, but I feel I have to repeat this thought again. The gospel is not the message of the cross, nor is it the message of the resurrection, but rather the gospel is the good news, the message of Jesus Christ, the person. Jesus is Christ, crucified and Christ risen. Let me say that again. Jesus is Christ, crucified and Christ risen. He carries in his person all of the power and the victory of his death and resurrection. Thus, the true gospel of the person of Jesus Christ brings out the reality and impact of his finished work through his very presence and purpose today. Now, listen closely again, my friend. Open up your spirit here. This is why our faith is not to be in the cross, but to be in Christ, the one who hung on the cross, who died and was raised from the dead, to live and rule in us, Christ in us, hope of glory today. Now, this is all well, and it's good news. My faith is critical to our walk with God and a relationship with God. But did you know most Christians and some believers I know, they can recite the doctrines of faith or the doctrines of, righteousness by faith, and even doctrines of the fallen man. But simply knowing doctrine is not the same as knowing the truth. Let me say that again. Simply knowing doctrine is not the same thing as knowing the truth or knowing Jesus Christ. Knowing the truth in the way that the Bible means knowing is the result of experience in a person, Jesus Christ. If we experience Christ and we begin to see, for He is the light, He is the truth, He is the way. I hope you are getting this, my friend. Humanity is born spiritually blind. Let me say that again. Humanity is born spiritually blind. We cannot see things of the Spirit of God. There is no capacity born in the human race to know God or to see truth. And it is not a matter of our poor intellect or poor upbringing or our lack of religious training. Oh no. As a matter of fact, the more religious we are, the less and less we will be able to see Christ, the light and the truth. Now, most people do not know that they are blind. No, they don't. That is because they are born of a race who are naturally blind. Spiritually, you know it is bad and not to know something. But it is far worse not to know that you do not know. But when someone is blind, then blindness, here's the point, blindness becomes normal. The world is normally blind. Few question it. Most do not even realize that there is such a thing as seeing God. That even many professing Christians and some believers I know have little to no framework of reference for seeing Jesus Christ. To most Christians, knowing Christ is just a list of rules and truths on a piece of paper. Many associate practices with, but this is why our first necessity in God is to understand that we are blind before we can come to the light of salvation that is only found in Jesus Christ. So when we discover, we discover things in God and we don't find them. But when we discover our spiritual sight, which tells us we were blind and in great need of a holy Savior in the person of Jesus Christ, then we will be able to come to the truth and the light of John 6:14, when Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. Nobody comes unto the Father except through me." The only way we can see that truth is when we can discover that we are blind and we have no truth and we have no light in us. And then we could reach out in our blindness. We could, as blind Bartimaeus said, "Oh, touch my eyes, help my faith." Then, like blind Bartimaeus, we can reach out with the faith that He gives us, and He could touch our eyes, and the scales will fall off, and then suddenly we will see Christ high and lifted up, and His train filling the temple, and not the temple in Jerusalem, or not the temple in Sneed's Ferry, but the temple of our hearts. That's what God desires to do. Amen. More next week on our faith being solely in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just hoping and praying you're getting this message, you're understanding the truth of this, and that God is able to work in your life, and He's opening up your eyes of understanding, and your faith is solely in Christ Jesus. More next week. God bless. Have a great week. Amen.